So now it's a new subsection of this larger section of Braj Bhajan means Raghunuga Bhakti. And we heard about, so far we've heard the spiritual, the sweetness of Braj is beyond the Upanishads and Vaidhi Bhakti. Shastras are not required. Give up Hari Bhajan and Vaidhi Sadhana to attain Vaikuntha and simply live in Vrindavan and do Raghunuga Bhajan. Shastras can't help. No taste for Dasya Ras of Lord Nityananda or Vaikuntha and Vaidhi Sadhana perfection. And we heard how sadhana is useless. Now we're going to hear that Jap, Tap, Yoga. Oh, this is a summary of what we heard already. Japa, Tapa, Yoga for 1,000 births are not equal to Pada, Sevan, and Vrindavan. Not equal to offering obeisances in Vrindavan. Now we have this section here. Vrindavan. Vrindavan stops all sadhya and sadhana. Sadhana, of course, is the practices to attain the goal or objective, and that's sadhya. Chapter 10, verse 57. This is text Shataka 3, verse 40, to show this point of Vrindavan stops all sadhya and sadhana. Kanchit vanchita sadhya sadhana ganam nimrishta kaladika. Trasam niyahata papa punya vishayam nishpita trapatrayam. Nirabhattam sakala trayi vridayatop. Yat yanta dure maha chitta prema rasarmi divya vanarat chudamanim chintaya. Just meditate on the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which derides all goals of life and the processes for achieving those goals. In other words, Vrindavan derides all sadhana and sadhya. Vrindavan completely destroys the fear of time, which destroys the three types of material miseries. Vrindavan is far away from the reach of the Vedas. Vrindavan is the crest jewel among all transcendental, wonderful forests. Please meditate on the crown jewel of all forests, Divyavan Rat Chudamanim Chintaya. Chudamanim Chintaya means to meditate on the transcendental forest of Vrindavan. It's a crown jewel of all forests. Vrindavan breaks the chain of cause and effect, wipes away the fear of time, destroys both sins and material virtues. What that means is papa karma and punya karma. Material virtues are punya karma. This punya karma keeps us in the material world. So many people are trying to collect and attain material virtues so they cash in next life. But they have to take another life, another birth, death, old age and disease to get the benefits and blessings of their punya karma. So it's an impediment to liberation. So Vrindavan breaks all of that, all interest in art, dharma art and kam, punya, and breaks all sins. Vrindavan removes the threefold miseries, adhyatmika klesh, adhibhautika, adhidaivika klesh. Vrindavan remains far away from the three Vedas and is filled with the very wonderful nectar waves of pure transcendental love, rasorami, prema rasorami, chitta, chitra, variegated, prema rasorami, very variegated, wonderful waves of transcendental love. So the Vrindavan is just a wave of love. And if there's a wave, and if it's big enough, it's called a tidal wave, you may have heard. Or maybe they have new names now, like tsunami. Tsunami or tidal wave. So there's a huge wave, a tidal wave or tsunami. And no matter what stands in the way of that wave, it will be washed away. Houses are washed away. Buses are washed away. Coconut palm trees are washed away. Boats are washed away. Buildings are washed away. People are washed away. Animals, tigers, snakes, everything's washed away by huge tidal waves. So Vrindavan is Chitra Prema Rasorami Divya Van Chudamanim Chintaya. Meditate on this crest jewel, Chudamani, of all transcendental forests. There are many transcendental forests. What makes a forest transcendental? A forest becomes transcendental when it's the place of God's pastimes. There's one forest in UP called Chitrakoot. Chitrakoot is a forest, a very beautiful forest with many lakes and river Saryu. And Lord Ramchandra in Treta Yuga and his consort, and he went there and had many pastimes in that forest. So Chitrakoot is a Divya Van. And in this day, there are many sacred places of Ramlila there in Chitrakoot, and many, many sheltered and beautiful ashrams there, inhabited by very peaceful, saintly devotees of Ramchandra, Ramanandi sadhus and others. And it's not very frequented place like Vrindavan or Haridwar or Jagannath Puri, although it's such a sacred, holy place of Ramchandra. And it's relatively peaceful and unsullied and pristine and natural atmosphere, a very beautiful, actually, place. That's a transcendental forest. And then there's Dandakaranya forest, where Ramchandra, of course, had his pastimes when he was, Ram was in exile, he had pastimes in this forest of Dandakaranya and Panchavati Van. And other incarnations, when you tour South India, there's so many deep forests there, and they'll say that this is the place of Parashuram, or so many different incarnations. The Lord visited various places and forests. There's a place called Ahovalam. Ahovalam is in South India, and it's purported to be some place where Lord Nrisimhadev and some particular kalpa, he went there or appeared there at that place. And it's a very deep forest, and even today there's tigers there. And the pujaris, they do the puja in the day and they go home at night so they can be there the next day. Otherwise the tigers may come and get some Nrisimha Prasad in the form of the pujaris, because they're full of Nrisimha Prasad. So it's a direct route. Instead of waiting for the Mahaprasad, you just eat the majority of Lord Nrisimhadev and you get the whole thing. So the tigers go that way. So they come back every day. So these are all would be transcendental forests, but they're not the Chudamani or Chudamani. The Chudamani is Vrindavan, Devi Vrindavan. This is glorified. So this forest is an interesting forest, because generally we don't hear about ocean waves in the middle of the forest. We don't hear about ocean waves in the middle of a forest. It's rather strange. A strange phenomenon. And we don't hear, I never heard, at least ordinarily, we don't hear about tidal waves moving through the middle of a forest. Very paradoxical event. But our author here, Vrindavanadas Thakur, is trying to stretch our imaginations to say, listen, Vrindavan is not an ordinary place. You won't find this tidal wave in Chitrakoot, nor will you find this tidal wave in Dandakaranya or Panchavati, or all the other forests of Ahovalam, or so many forests in South India where God had his pastimes. But you'll find this tidal wave, huge wave, in Vrindavan, this Divya Van Chudamani Vrindavan. That's why Vrindavan is the crest jewel of all transcendental forests, where the Lord has had pastimes in his various kalpas and various forms. And what is that wave, what is that tidal wave made of? Chitra Prema Rasa. Chitra Prema Rasa. Rasa Ormi. That wave. That this wave, this tidal wave, is washing over the forest of Vrindavan, the Dwadasavan, Trasikosh. Trasikosh Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. It's washed, this tidal wave of Chitra Prema Ras. This is variegated and multifaceted and multidimensional and multi-flavored. If you think that ice cream parlor is famous for 32 flavors, you haven't seen anything. Because Krishna, there's 360 different types of Nayakas in Krishna's Leela. Nayaka means heroines. 360 different types of ladies have different types of bhava and flavors of bhava and love for Krishna. And Krishna is relishing so many variegated chitra prema rasas in this Vrindavan wave. They say this is rasa tarangani, this wave. Tarangani means a wave of ras, braja rasa tarangani. Waves of ras are washing over. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he's saying this place, if one comes to Vrindavan and lives anywhere in the forest of Vrindavan, then this tidal wave of chitra prema ras will crash over his head and crash through his heart and wash away all the sadhana and sadhya and all the pap and punya and everything that's non-Krishna-anukulya, non-favorable for Krishna will be washed away. This is how he's glorifying the uniqueness of Vrindavan in this verse. That wave will destroy the fear of time. That tidal wave of chitra prema ras that makes Vrindavan the divya van chintamani will wash away kala, wash away punya, wash away pap, wash away sadhana, wash away sadhya, wash away klesh, adhyatmi klesh. Because kleshas are a type of burning, type of fire. And what's the antithesis of fire? That's water. Fire is put out by water. If you have a torrential downpour of rain in the summer, it can put out a scorching forest fire, monsoon rains. So in this material existence, we are burning. Davan alalita loka, samsara davan alalita loka, lidha. Lidha means afflictions, pinchings, afflictions, harassments, painings. Davan ala means burning fire, forest fire. This is the samsara. So that fire actually takes, there's three fires. Although it's saying davan alalita, the afflictions are described in that prayer by Vishnu Chakravarti. Samsara dava nalalita loka. They're described in a generic way, but actually there's three fires that make up that davanala. These three big raging fires make this huge bonfire, forest fire called davanala. One is adi atmika klesha, adi dhaivaka klesha, adi bhotika klesha. These burning miseries and fiery miseries caused by our own body and minds and the bodies and minds of other living entities and the material nature itself with extreme cold and heat and other anomalies and earthquakes and forest fires and tidal waves and tsunamis. So all of these burning fires are washed away by the tidal wave of Braja Prema Ras, Chitra Prema Rasarvi. This is the glories of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. And now there's another verse that describes this point about Vrindavan washes away all sadhana and sadhya. Chapter 12, verse 90. Sarva sadhana hinopi Vrindavan yeka samshraya yakopi prapnuya deva radha priya rasotsavam. Radha Priya Rasotsavam, Radha Priya Rasotsavam, Radha Priya Rasotsavam. Become very dear to Radharani. How so? By taking Shraya. What type of Ashraya? Everything Ashraya. Some Ashraya, complete Ashraya, complete shelter of Vrindavan. Then you will become Radha Priya. And if you become Radha Priya by taking complete shelter of Vrindavan, then you will experience a festival of Ras, Ras Utsav. Sarva sadhana hinopi. Hina means all sadhana will be destroyed if you can do this. Prapnu yadheva. What will you attain? You attain prapti. What will you attain? Not paisa prapti, stri prapti, mukti prapti. You attain Radha prapti. You'll become Radha Priya, very dear to Radharani. Even a person who is devoid, Hina, without any sadhana, if he takes shelter of Vrindavan without deviation, he will attain ecstatic devotional service that is very dear to Radharani. That's what he's saying. Now another translation. One who never performs any spiritual activities, but who has wholeheartedly taken shelter of Vrindavan, will attain the greatest festival of the nectar of pure love for Sri Radha's beloved. That's one way to translate. I gave a third way. The emphasis here is Krishna in these translations. My emphasis is Radha. Because Vrajabhav, Raghunuga Bhakti, means Radha Priya. We want to be dear to Radha, not dear to the dear of Radha. Hina, we have many friends and devotees in our circle of associates, and some of them are somewhat devoid of sadhana. But he's saying that even a person is totally devoid of any sadhana, it takes shelter of Vrindavan. Brindaranya Aika Samshraya. Its translation here says without deviation. He's using this as a qualifier. Alright, you don't do any sadhana. Fine. Wonderful. Take shelter of Vrindavan. But there is one sadhana you have to do in Vrindavan. That is no deviation. So this translator is saying no deviation. Another person is saying wholeheartedly taking shelter. So of course the word deviation has an implication. Generally, when we say deviation in our devotional circle of sadhaka bhaktas who are following yama niyama, the rules and regulations of bhakti rasamrita sindhu, deviation means to break the four regulative principles. So this particular translator is taking the word samshraya, shelter means that. He's not just saying Vrindavanaika. Vrindavanaika samshraya, there's some specific words here that we have to look at. It says Vrindavan, Brindaranya, Aranya, the forest of Brinda, Brindaranya, Eka, Ashraya. It doesn't say Vrindavan Ashraya. It says Vrindavan Eka or Brindaranya Eka Samshraya. So this can have different meanings. If you say Brindaranya Eka, it can mean you stay only in the one forest of Vrindavan among the 12 forests. Eka. Eka Aranya. This Aranya. Brindaranya Aranya means forest. Forest means the Dwadasavan. 12 forests. But among those 12 forests, one is called Brindavan. Brindavan includes, it goes from Sevakunj, Nidivan, that area, municipal Brindavan. Today it goes to Nandagan, Barsana, Govardhan, like this. This is one forest called Brindavan. Then it impinges or borders on Talavan, Madhavan, Bahulavan, etc., coming in different places because Bahulavan is going towards Brindavan, and the right is Bahulavan. And like this, but this particular configuration of these points together is the forest of Vrindavan. Brindaranya Eka, stay in this forest. Why? Because this forest is dear to Radharani. Nandagrama is dear to Radharani. She cooks every day for Krishna. Barsana is her home. And her heart's home is Radhakund. And Sevakunj and Rasastali and Nidivan, all in the forest of Vrindavan. Gokul and all these forests of, this is Madhuvan and the Mahavan and all these pastimes of the coward boys. So firstly, okay, take shelter in Vrindavan, especially this forest of Vrindavan amongst the 12 in these places. So that's a type of, as he's saying here, a type of wholeheartedness. And then another, he's not saying ashraya, Prabhupada Saraswati, he's not saying ashraya, he's saying samshraya, samashraya. Complete shelter means that you have nothing else, there's nothing else for you except Vrindavan. And that, if that's your, so then there's no deviation, means you don't deviate from the shelter of Vrindavan. It can also mean, because one author says that samashraya, one author is saying samashraya means no deviation. That you're so sheltered that the lotus feet of your guru that you won't deviate from your promise. We promise to the spiritual master we won't break the principles. This is a vow. It's called a sankalp. Before the fire, before the Vaishnavas, Guru, Thakurji, deity, Ogurudev. He says, I promise. Promise means pratigya. Yes? Pratigya means sankalp. It's a pratigya and a sankalp. Yes, I take this sankalp. I promise, pratigya, that for my life I won't break the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, intoxication, eating fish, eggs, onions, garlic, tea, coffee, and all these things. Cigarettes, pan, betel nut, etc. So now this is a promise, and this is a vow, sankalp. So one takes samashraya, complete shelter of that vow. Complete shelter is sankalpa, and complete shelter, guru parashraya. Guru parashraya. Where does bhakti begin? Where does bhakti rasamrita begin? With the first limb of the 64 limbs. First limb is guru parashraya. Complete shelter at the feet of guru. Mantan dan, guru samarpan. Mantan dan, guru samashraya. Guru samashraya, complete shelter of the guru. Mind, body, words, everything. This is guru parashraya. That's guru pad samashraya. Complete shelter. And if one is completely sheltered and always remembering guru and always serving guru and always glorifying guru and always sincerely surrender to guru, then there's no deviation. Because guru says, chant 16 rounds every day, you chant 16 rounds every day. So he's, Prabhupada says, if you follow these four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds a day, I guarantee you'll never fall down. If you trace out anyone's fall down because they neglected their chanting, or they became slack in the principles, or both, or one or the other, chanting rounds of breaking principles, or breaking principles, and then they're gone. Every single one you can ask, even from sannyasis. I knew one sannyasi came in 75, he came to the temple I was in, he was traveling with Prabhupada. And he was a servant, and I served him as a devotee, bhakta, new initiated devotee. And then 8 months later, he came back to the same temple. Now he's wearing pant and shirt and going to university. I said, Hare? What happened? A very intelligent person, not some foolish, very cultured, intelligent person. Godbrother. Traveling with Prabhupada, a servant, sannyasi, all around the world. Very intelligent preacher. He said, oh, I was so busy, I was neglecting my rounds, I got a little weak, this, that. Now going to university, studying to be a doctor. But there was a cause. If there's an effect, there must be a cause. Very clear cause. So that's the type of deviation. So if one, this is not living in Vrindavan and deviating from four principles. It means not samashraya, not complete shelter. So then complete shelter, as the other author, the translator says, means wholeheartedly. One who wholeheartedly takes shelter, one who never performs any spiritual activities, sadhana hinoti, he's without any sadhana. But he wholeheartedly, he takes shelter, complete shelter in Vrindavan, in the forest of Vrindavan, Nandagram, Varsana, Radhakund, etc. And he doesn't break the four principles or break his vow to his spiritual master. That's wholeheartedly. That's samashraya. Then what will he get? He'll get splendid divine love. Excuse me. He'll attain the greatest festival of the nectar of pure love for Sri Radha's beloved. Deva Radha Priya, you can say that Deva means here the Adi Adeva, Prapnuya Dev, so that Deva would be Krishna, Deva Radha. He'll attain, he who is dear to Radha, the Rasa Utsav. He'll attain the Rasa dance. The Rasa Utsava means the Rasa dance. He'll attain his Manjri Srup, he'll enter the Rasa dance and Bama Vrindavan and serve Radha Priya. And Radha Priya and Sham, he'll attain them by being sincere and wholeheartedly taking shelter of Vrindavan. This is the conviction and the belief and the Shruti fall and promise of Tunga Vidyasakhi Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati. Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai.